Welcome. I'm Ryan Sokolowski, Senior Program Manager with the ECG CAT team, and today we're going to take a look at creating and applying storage QoS policies. So let's jump right into it. And what we're going to start with is getting a workload running in one of our virtual machines, and we're going to use the disk speed tool to do that. So we'll execute that, and then we'll pop over to our virtual machine, and you can see the result of the disk speed tool generating the workload, the IOPS traffic. So let's shift our focus to our Storage Spaces Direct cluster, as this is the location that we will be creating all of our storage QoS policies. So let's first take a look at the existing storage QoS policies. And we can see that, as expected, there are no user-defined ones, just the existing system default storage QoS policy. So let's go ahead and create our first policy with new storage QoS policy. And we'll use the multi-instance type as the policy type. And let's create that policy. And just so we have a couple of different policies in the system, we'll create a second one here, and for variety, we'll create this one as a single instance policy with some different parameters. And we'll just take another look, and there are our two policies that we've just created. Now, in preparation for applying these policies to a given VM or workload, we need to retrieve the policy ID or the GUID. And for that, we use the get storage QoS policy command, returning this particular item. And we're going to take this GUID and we're going to copy that. And then we're going to define a variable that we're going to use actually on the compute cluster, as we're running in a disaggregated model. This cluster is our Storage Spaces Direct cluster, and our virtual machine workloads are running on a separate compute cluster. So we're going to define this, and I'm going to call this GUID1. And then let's get our second GUID for our second policy, 2012R2HA2. And we'll get that, and you can clearly see that's a different GUID. We will copy that. And now, as you expected, we will define a second variable like that. Now, let's switch over to our compute cluster. We're going to copy both of these and bring these over to our compute cluster. We'll open up a new PowerShell window. And let's get these two variables defined on our compute cluster so that we can use them a little bit more conveniently. And here's our second one. Great. So we're going to take a look at two different approaches. The first one we're going to do is we're going to apply the first policy that we created to a single VM. We're going to apply it to just 2012R2HA-001, which, if you recall, that's the virtual machine that we're running the disk speed workload within. So we're going to do a cluster level command. So regardless of where that virtual machine is running in the cluster, this command will locate and apply this storage QoS policy to that virtual machine. So we will apply that. And then the second approach that we're going to look at is a more of a batch approach. And in this case, we're going to use a very similar command, and we're going to use a broader search. We're going to search for names like 2012R2HA*. And we're going to apply this second policy to them. And there we go. So both of those have run successfully. Now let's go over and take a look at, on the Storage Spaces Direct cluster, the effect of that. And we're using this get storage QoS flow command and doing some sorting and laying it out in a table format. And you can actually see here, based on the definition of our two policies, we've actually applied different policies to the VMs. And we'll up arrow here one more time, take another look at it. To note, this column here is actually a 5-minute running average. So 001 is the virtual machine that's running the disk speed tool and generating a good deal of traffic. And there's one more command that we'll take a look at that just lays out in a slightly different view the get storage QoS policy view. And this command shows the result of what we did when we applied the batch command to apply the second policy to all the VMs that matched a certain search criteria. We actually replaced the existing previous policy, and so we no longer have a match on this particular storage QoS policy. If we were to modify this and change this to HA2, we will see that by issuing the second command, we overwrote the first command that we issued to generate or to apply the specific storage QoS, the multi-instance policy, to the virtual machine 001. And the result here is that we have the single instance policy now applied to all of the virtual machines that matched that search criteria. So thanks for joining me today, taking a look at creating and applying storage QoS policies.